tā rōvā nāṅgā tānyā bēsīṃ cīṃ tāṁ jē jē tōṅdō dzōpa sāṅ jē jē kōṅpāṅ rāmbō jē dōpa rā sā tē īcē dō tāṁ bē chū lā tū sāṅ gōṅ sōṅ jē dzōṅpa rā sā vō vē nyāṅ bē sāṅ bā sāṅ jūṅ chō tō tō jē bāṅ gōṅ dō tāṅ dē sēṅ bā rā chō.
Rinpoche urges everyone in the beginning to give rise to the supreme mind of awakening mind and to diligently apply ourselves to studying, reflecting, and meditating on the teachings in order to attain enlightenment for the benefit of all beings.
Tene kasanga ngumen tu teme devar chi pinyu bo teme de tori che pa la dhamma tang dhamma tang nyimbo ni so su chun chun jarwa la ni te chuntun javala nyite lower trima lower je trima chunzi je pe gupo ti lower je trima chetan chunzur tang danda dekhi nyingbo chunzi je pe gupo ti nyi je dekhi nyingbo chetan chunzur tang nyire rangin chuyin kepa don chunzur si jute Chunzi Sanje Laso Pe, Pe Gopo Tini Jin, Chunza Rangin Chuyin Am, Dehi Nimbo Chetan Chunpe Chorte, Tambo Chavu Sachi Nire.
So, first there is then of these nine examples, separating them, presenting them, what they symbolize, first what the nine examples symbolizing the stains are, or what the examples symbolize are, and then what the essence which is being symbolized, how that is functioning. And then secondly, that has two parts. The first part then is then the particular similarities of the what the adventitious stains are similes for. And secondly, then what it is which is symbolized or of those examples symbolizing the expanse of phenomena, how that is functioning or working.
Tene treman chun sor te la, chun zi te pema la so pa gura wa, ten chun za treman chun sor la ta sabje ye ye ra, ye te, divzi treman nambar ye wa, divzi je treman te la kache ye ra, divzi je treman nambar ye wa tang, ten robe, Dizzy Jitama Tin, Rova Ying La, Rova Ying, and Rova, Rova Nam, the same change, the same Jituni, Devariki, Winningbola, Cheta Dripet Sortang, So Supedon Jabar Java, Dibs Danda, Dibsy J Pema La Sopa, Tunzi Jipi, Gopoti, Tene, Tunza Dibsy. Dibzi jitama gola jebar jarwa. Lariyan te nam jitun doba lariyan to enda dute tenba ta tsavisa ji yire.
So then the stains, the part dealing with the symbolism of the stains is divided into four sections. The first of these then is the considering the obscurations, that is the lotus flower and so forth, those which are the stains, and giving the full division of those. And then secondly, showing the manner in which they are obscurations for the expansive phenomena in beings. And thirdly, then linking, giving a detailed linkage of the examples of each of these. And fourthly, kind of summarizing it by again presenting it in a giving a general meaning in a brief form.
Tela dhivzi treme yevane dehye gnimbo dhivzi je treme nambar yevane cha dang 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 mong dang di kun dang tra dang pa cha dang thongkom lambang mada dang dhagpa sala tenpa ye Trima namko pema ye buso pe ne rabtin de. Nyewe nyumon bobje ne yeva sevan talende hisaba songde.
So the root text is as follows. Desire, it's on page 62. Desire, aversion, and ignorance, those in their strongly active states, or as latent imprints, that to be abandoned through insight, that to be abandoned through cultivation, the impurities present in the impure, and the impurities present in the pure. These nine have been illustrated by the examples of the lotus shell and so on. The shell of subsidiary defilements divides into infinite categories. So today I didn't translate the commentary. I didn't translate the commentary, and Sri Rinpoche will just be commenting on the root. So first, in speaking about then desire, then you have in the realm of desire, then the fully aroused desire, but here it is speaking in terms of the latency or tendency of desire which exists in the form realm and the formless realm. Then the part dealing with hatred or aversion then is also speaking about the latency or tendency of hatred or aversion. For example, when the four concentrations and four formless concentrations are achieved, there is no longer anger in its active state, but there is anger, the latency or dormancy of anger. So, for example, in attaining the God realms of the form and formless realms, such as the 17 God realms of the desire realm too, then there is no longer anger. There is no longer anger in its fully blossomed state, but there is the dormancy or latency of it. In the root text, then, the mongpa then refers to the latency or dormancy of ignorance or stupidity. So, roughly or mainly speaking, primarily then, these latencies or dormancies of anger, of desire, anger, and ignorance, then they exist within the context of the God realms of the form and formless realms.
So
So, what is meant here then by the fully aroused or strongly active state of these three poisons then, as was said, in the God realms they exist only in their only the latencies or dormancies of these three exist, but then here it's speaking about when they are actively present or when they have been fully aroused. So it is sometimes when speaking about these poisons in their active state, it is sometimes said that they exist, well, they exist within the realm of desire. Sometimes it's said it exists in the beings in the realm of desire, sometimes in the minds of the beings in the realm of desire. Sometimes it's said it exists in the continuum of the beings in the desire realms. However, the meaning is the same in all of them. And so, following the three poisons in their fully active state, then the text deals with the habitual tendencies or habitual or the predispositions. And here, then, it refers primarily to the predisposition, the ground of the predispositions of ignorance. We had that before. And that refers then to the predispositions of ignorance then existing in the continuum or in the beings then who have attained the state or condition of a foe destroyer.
Mm-hmm. Tonlam je panza se jiten tonlam thopa la panza te pan guba panza te ma pan na tonlam thop matope drapa te la tonlam je panza se le re tonlam je panza te
tonlam gi ngun la or tonlam la
tonlam thope kap zu pan go re
thope kap som
tonlam thopa la pan go re tonlam je panza te so su chi li che bi ju le yo ba re Tonan topa tan, tonan je panza panare.
So then, next on the path of seeing, it speaks about what needs to be relinquished, what stains then need to be relinquished on the path of seeing, those of an ordinary being which are relinquished upon obtaining that state.
Then, are tan tonam je panza ten tonam je yehi je yombar sava, jepar sava, pamar sava.
So, what it is that does the relinquishing here, or the relinquishing or abandoning of the stains, then is the pristine wisdom of the path of seeing.
Gomlan tongom. Gom si kepa kapso gomlam je panza tembare. Gomlam je panza te papa lobe juliere. Jetan lob si jete lam nga inani sanje jesa de malob lamre, lam oma teso lob lamre. Inan di kap jete papa lobase. Papa lobate tene tan tonan tomne sabju junta pardon papa lobare. Tene gomlan je panza den phakpa loba nam la yo pam so be jui li yo pare tene te gomlan je panza te gomlam je yehi je yombar sava pamar sava yombar sava chombar sava pamar sava pamar se go
What is spoken about next then is the what is going to be abandoned or relinquished on the path of seeing, on the path of meditation, and it refers to then those superiors who are training on the path of meditation. Generally speaking, one speaks about the path of learning, which includes ordinary beings as well as superiors. Here, speaking only about the superiors between the second and seventh bodhisattva ground. And so then what is going to be abandoned on those, on that ground, is abandoned by the pristine wisdom of the path of meditation.
The name Mada Tan Hiba Kapso Mada Sadunje Mada Sadunla Neba Sanju Sampa Julia Bedreba Tela The name Mada Sadunje Nekap Jetaba.
So, up to the seventh bodhisattva level, then there exist those we call the impure levels. And then on this seventh level, then there will be a relinquishing or an abandoning of the final obscurations, then up to that level. So upon then finishing with the seventh level, then you get the three pure bodhisattva grounds, and upon reaching those, then all of the impurity, all of the stains which were to be impure, to be purified on the impure levels, have been done so by the pristine wisdom which relates to those last three levels.
Takpa mada tang takpa sala ten ba yisa takpa se jute ta takpa sa som je ne kap je takpa sa som te sa je pa go pa jo pa som la som te takpa sa som se ba re takpa sa som je som la ne pa san chu sem pe je la dra ba je ye re te takpa sa la ne pe te ne dra ba re ta takpa sa te Tabasa somje drepa trava de tene, subju junta, nenimbo dorjita with ting and zenje, yom, yom, pang de, tene sanje combatogre.
So the last three bodhisattva grounds, the eighth, ninth, and tenth, are called the pure bodhisattva levels or grounds. However, there also exist obscurations on those grounds, although these obscurations are very, very subtle. And these will be abandoned then completely at the end of the tenth ground in what is called the Vajra-like meditative stabilization. And it is through that then that the very last subtle stains which exist on these three levels are abandoned or relinquished. And then after that, of course, there will be the attaining of complete enlightenment.
Trima nam go pema ye buso pi ne rap tin te te ta wa trima nam ba go te chun za trima nam ba go te sa var to pa che tu chun zi pe me bob la so pe pe nam ba go ye chun de ten ba re trima nam go pema ye se te ta trima nam ba go te chun za ra wa
pema la so pa
Mamma, Tama got it, Sunsare. Sunsan, Sunsi, Sijan, Sunsa, de Tondere. Sunsi, Sijit the Pere. Tanda Gondi, keep a Tama number got in Sunsi, the big goye, the big good and jan and tembares. Tama nam go pay my buso pin a rap tinte. Tama number got a pay my loss of a big goye, Sunsi, the big goye sour tinte. Never knew mom Bob Jenny, you were seven talented. Never knew mom.
So now then it moves to a linking up or relating of these nine examples that have been given with the actual defilements and then it says that there are an infinite number of divisions of these impurities. So basically there are these three coarse defilements, but then if one divides them subtly, jatra mambo.
Seva mambo.
That if one divides them subtly or finally, that there are many millions of divisions.
Yeva sevan talente. Kare sanam re yeva sevan talente pare. Tende imbe junsen kare sana sanje bakapse yi hiji yeva yang ta yeva re ye kapse nyomu be yeva yang.
The reason for this is attaining the state of a Buddha, then one can say that the pristine wisdom of the Buddha then has an infinite number of divisions, and this for the reason because there are an infinite number of divisions of the defilements or mental afflictions.
Chitan tanda nyomomba jete yedong sene yevare. Nyomomba jete yedong de docha nyete chikton, kedang nyete chikton, tumok yeva nyete chikton, tuksum, docha kedang tuksum, tuksum cha nyambala nyete chikton yedu, tene jete yedong re. Nyomomba jete yedong nyembo sanje je chujipombo jete yedong songba yinse vare.
So, generally it is talked about 84,000 mental afflictions or defilements. And it is said that, this is generally speaking, and they're divided into saying that there are 21,000 mental afflictions or defilements of desire, 21,000 of anger, 21,000 of ignorance, and then and then 21,000 of the three together of desire, anger, and ignorance taken together, and so then that gives a total of
84,000.
And so then it is also said that then the Buddha's teachings can be aggregated into 84,000, and they're aggregated into 84,000 as remedies for the 84,000 mental afflictions.
Talende se jide tarong tele yang mangse ye nan talende abasanje majaba yore talende tele mangse ye nan tarong talende abasanje majaba yore.
So, but that is sort of generally speaking, but actually then both the pristine wisdom of the Buddha and the mental afflictions or defilements on top of that then have infinite numbers of divisions, both of them.
Chodan dan dan mon dan de gun dan dra dan ba ja dan dong gong lam ba ma da dan da be sa la den ba ye tri ma nam go be ma ye bu zo be ne rab den nye ve nye mon bo je ye wa ze wa da le de
oh ya tam de ying le de so ne lovon trupe drama te da ke ying la de so ne si ju te sem je ne lok de var ki chu ying chu ji ying de var ki bin ying bo le de pe so ne de so ne ten da ta ke si nam da dra chung lo pa lo de nam Remjin yedang jikdang ne nidang nijin mada ni hisaba songbe.
So the next verse then speaks about the manner in which the nature of the mind or the expansive phenomena is obscured. And the root text then would go, summarize briefly these nine impurities, desires, and so forth have been well illustrated through nine examples, the lotus shell and so forth, respectively. The pollutions respectively cause the four impurities of ordinary beings, one of arahants, two of beings training in dharma, and two impurities of the wise.
Ta dhamma gupo te kanza kari juli yore, kanza su juli zovu yore se na, ta kanza dhamma te yoyepa kanza zovu yore. Tenda taki, karala debare se na si nam danse, si ba so su jevo nam, tanke drajomba nam da ni, lop dan hipe, tene loba, loba nam dan, som, Lodin Lodin Sanju Samba, Lodin de Sanju Samba Kore. The Yella Kaza Ta Tambo Yella Yergo, Tremangubode. Remjin is a Rambayindo Yella Yavare.
The division of these stains, then, if one divides it in terms of individuals, then there are four divisions. The one is then ordinary beings in conditioned existence. The second would be the foe destroyers. Third would be those in training. And the fourth would be those wise ones or having intelligence.
Lodin na rem yin si jita korem chetaba yin don di kapso tsawa la si nam tang rachung loba lodin ra di remba yin do ye tang se de tangbo la ye ye ware sepa sosu chevo na la drepa ye de jare karasana panyar som kundang trapo de ye de sepa sosu chevo la ye pare te yang kande se ye pare sana panya som de Kan koma sepa, zukanta zumi de kan koma rava, zukanta zumi de kan koma sepa namla tsuo yobare. Kundang trakbo de dekambe sepa, sepa di kabji sepa seje de denpa mado bare, dekambe sepa namla yobare.
Denpa mado bare.
Denpa mado ba, denpa tong mado ba.
So first in the category of ordinary beings, then in what way are the obscurations then divided in those beings? How does that take place? Then the text says that they're presented in order or respectively. And so first you have the first four obscurations. That would be then the dormancies of desire, of aversion, and of ignorance. Those three, and then those three in their fully active state. That makes four. And so, ordinary beings then, of course, refers to the state where the truth has not been directly realized, and here it would refer to then beings in the realm of desire, the form realm, and the formless realm. So those beings in the form and formless realms, then they would be obscured by the stains of the dormancies or latencies of desire, aversion, and ignorance. Whereas those beings then in the desire realms would be obscured by the tendencies or by these in their fully aroused state, and that would make them four.
Yes, ta seba nam tambo ye ma ta pa so ta chek da ne se de chek te rimba yin do jan de ni pa te kong ga dra chom ba ra ba dra chom ba nam la ta chek ma ta par kar sa na mare pa cha je sai ma da par dra chom ba nam mare pa kya je sai ma da pam mare pa kya je sa de zo dra chom ba nam.
And so then the next individual is that of the foe destroyer, and the foe destroyer then is then impure due to then one basic defilement here or stain, and that is having the ground of the disposition to ignorance. The ground to the disposition of ignorance. And so there would be one stain and then one individual in which it is affected, or one level of individuals.
Tome Palmer Sava, the Gombe Palmer Sava, the David Capson, Tome Palmer, say Nam Dance, Jude, Sava Segono. Tiran Sendevat Gombe Palmer Sava Nije, Sochi Loba Madabre. Tene nim pakwa loba, pakwa loba nim madabata. Ta, tome pamar sabe, sosichevo madabare, gombe pamar sabati, pakwa loba madabare. Tombanke sochi loba madaba, gombang te, pakwa loba nam gombange madaba.
Pakpa lopa nyi dang.
Thongbang ka sochi lopa mata. Gombang ka pakpa lopa mata.
Hey, door dun at the dun kare re nam pate.
Sochi che wo nam la tani thongbang pang san, thongbang pang yo ma rava. Solan pata jolan pen thongbang pang yo rava, thongbang ka mata pare. Pakpa lopa nam, Tombang bang tare ina gombang bang tare marwa den gombang mata. Sozitevo chujin tombang mata ba inde tombang ma bang bse. Papa loba na gombang mata ba inde dene gombang bang ma bang bse.
Dene gomlam ni di gomlam nangla di pangsa ni yore marwa.
Yore tandan des Loba le jagura ba, loba de le soji loba dan pakba loba se. Ta ma da ke ji ki ge yung wa.
Ni pakpa lopa se na.
Pakpa lopa se to sa tangpo ni chupa palam pakpa lopa re.
Okay.
Ma lopa sa toyo marwa.
Okay. So, then there is the divisions in terms of, as I said before, those still in training. This is the third. And then this refers to the ordinary beings still in training and the superiors still in training. So the ordinary beings still in training would refer to the path of accumulation and the path of application, whereas the Arya or superior still in training would refer to the bodhisattvas on from the first to the tenth level. And so then there is, upon reaching the path of seeing, then the obscurations of the two ordinary being, those to be trained on the of ordinary beings, have been abandoned. And then on the path of meditation, then the obscurations of the superiors are to be abandoned.
Tombang madaba karre.
Tonglam, tonggom or tonglam.
Tombang.
Tompang.
Tombang ki madaba karre. Soji lobare. Gombang madaba de karre. Pakwa lobare. Ode.
So, what is the, then, ordinary beings in training, then, is when they are impure of having abandoned what is to be abandoned on the path of seeing, and what is the superiors to be trained is when they are still to abandon the impurities. They are impure because they have not abandoned the impurities to be abandoned on the superior on the superior path.
Tena kong ke ta loba la depa ni jarase. Ta lodin se re lodin papa sanju sambala ta depa ni jarase.
So now there are relating of two veils or obscurations to the superior superior ones, superior intelligent ones, or superior ones who are wise. So in terms of the division of the obscurations or stains on the bodhisattva grounds, you have those who are not perfected and those who are perfected. The superiors who are not perfected then would refer to the first seven of the grounds, and those who are perfected would refer to the eighth, ninth, and tenth.
Drende doge zinam dan drajun loba loden remye yedan yedane nyedan yedamadai nye Drende doge zinam dan drajun loba loden Rimye jidang jidane nidang nidye madai Trinde doge zinamdan rajon loba lodin Rimye jidang jidang nidang nidye madai Nita
Sosu pedon jepar jarwadere Sunzi jepe tang Sunzi jepe pema la soba tang Sunzi
Now comes the detailed explanation in linking up the symbolizing examples such as the flower along with that those stains which are being symbolized. The mind is delighted by the one born in the mud, the lotus, but later becomes dismayed, such as desires happiness.
Then in Doicha Gava Te Tambo Gava Yere, Jisu Gava Mebandogore Pena, Meto Pema de Tambo Kase de Gava Yere, Jisu Ningba Chana Gava Yomare, you get it.
So the example here is easy. First desire, then first in when desire arises, it is due to something that one likes, and then when one no longer likes it, the desire leaves. It is such as like seeing a flower, and immediately upon seeing the flower, then one gives rise to a kind of happiness towards it, and then as soon as the flower fades and becomes wilted, one is no longer happy upon seeing it. So desire is like that. For example, people like then new flowers that are fresh flowers. And then as soon as those flowers become faded and wilted, then one no longer likes them and just throws them out.
Darbe mandaje de dando jona igada sene gava me jorba de jagava de jeno je darbe to jona igava sene gava me jorba Dajagava deyeno Yadarbe mandal jede Dundu churna yigada Yene gava me jorba Dajagava deyeno.
So
then, moving to the next example and relating that to the stain involved, which is anger, the verse reads as follows. When bees are very irritated, they sting. Likewise, when anger has arisen to the heart, it brings but suffering.
Kedang kontro ngonjur va chepa kaapso tene rang ta yin ji jula dunga ji zung chi par se gre pena kedang ngarani kedang lana rang layan dunga chi gre te chin ji genda layan dunga chi gre pena sokcha drama te so ken dong chong na tene dong chong na dong dikpa am dong chok pa yin na tene
So when then the dormancy or latency of anger becomes fully blown, fully aroused, then through its arisal then as hatred and anger, it brings suffering both to the continuum of oneself and to others. It is then compared to a a group of bees, a swarm of bees, then stinging. If one wanted to put this in a syllogism, it would be when the dormancy of anger becomes fully aroused, it brings suffering to others like a swarm of bees. Suffering to self and others like a swarm of bees. For example, if a person then gives rise to great anger, it brings suffering both to himself and to his family and those around him. Just as kernels of rice and other grains are covered outwardly by husks and skins, so similarly is the vision of the very essence obscured by the shell of ignorance.
Marek ba chuchin. Ningbu ton de hin yu bong wen som de tonga la. Wen som de tonga la. Marek gong a bob de marek gong am ta bob de ba yin de. Ben na se ye pa ben se ye pa be de yin bo de ba yin.
Taking as the subject here ignorance. Then ignorance obscures the scene of the true nature, the Buddha nature, like a shell, in the same way that likened and is likened to the outer covering or husk of grain.
This is a good one.
Chodan de zo nyumbo ne zirra bimbe drabada deje nyumbo dondon. Mare gong bobje de jada de zo nyingbo ne sirra bimbe dreba te je nyingbo don don wa mare gong bobje de jada de zo nyingbo ne sirra bimbe dreba te je nyingbo don don mare gong bobje de
ta tuksom Tuksom ngon jorwa matang pa dan song par tenpa ne. Chetar matang muntun pa tekin cha dan jie nam jen doi pa tenpa jen yin se koi ni dan wa matang ra. Ki sa wa song. Ta kun dang trak po te matang pa dan ra par tenpa ne.
So then the three, the comparison then of the three tendencies of the three poison latencies of the poisons then in their fully aroused state then is related to the filth. Filth is something unpleasant. Like such, filth is the active state causing those who are involved in gratification to indulge.
Tandil Tajo Kuna, Kundan Trapo Chichin, Kundan Trapo Dundaja, Kedang, Tumungo Jerusalem de Rava. Kundan Trapo Chichin, Matang Patan Rava Inte, Dupe Yintin Tembala, Tembala, Nipatum Jo Imbeser. Perna de Perna Matang Pate, ye don't wear Matamba so in by game. Penna Matang Patina, Tene, doyon je garda, doyon la part of Jabarawa, then I get it.
Tensik,
then there is one. Deba tembe jeans and depe yentin temba la nipatum jeans. Kundan trapo chuchin. Kun it down a trapo chuchin. Kundan trapo manger was a kundan trapo chuchin. Matang patan drawam. Tumba yente. Debe yentin temba la nipatum jeans. Perna matang. Pena ye don't move up and guard Matang by the young moving guard dying by jeans. Pena much is Langatang and drawn a Matang by Pombo Yoba Langatang and Jibo Yungo Marva. Younger away. Oh, tender already. Then a Chada Moss of Munger will take it and it on the Jibo Mava Chavi. Send the Chavato over it. Oh, yeah.
So the subject then are the three poisons, then those three latencies in their fully aroused form. They are like a pile of filth because nature centered in particular.
Da kundan trapo chichin matang pe pongpo tang rawam chungpa yinde cha tang kye ma jana ya gandok. Dekhaan pa cha kye nam jin dekhi yintin tenpa la sopa la nipa mangpo jyo yinpa sa. Nipa mangpo tang chung mangpo jyo yinpa sa. Pe na matang pa de yi wong ke yi tong ngupung karta yinpa yin. Lingan Rao Chignana, Tukro Tangadona, Tana Chakwa Mambo Yona, Tene Chibo Yongamarwa. Chakwa Mambo, Chimba Mambo, Kasakala Chakwa Redona, Chibo Yongamar. Then Nagi, Dupakan and the Yon Chibakazo, the Chai Chedan Tomo Sok Chimbo, the Ten Chibo Yongayong. The Chakwang Donga Yongare, Chedang Wang Chibo Yongamar, Tomoko Wang Chibo Yongamar, Kale Kapo Yere. When I met Lingatang and Dona, then Jack Banana Lingatang was killed. Ha 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 ha
ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha Drawing the example that the three poisons then in their fully aroused state then make the objects of desire then like they cannot be enjoyed in the same way that if one goes to a park and the park is full of piss and shit then one will not enjoy the park. The reason is because then when there is the those things which are to be enjoyed, then if one then is under the sway of desire, anger, or ignorance, then they cannot be enjoyed or they won't be enjoyed.
Chedaram dam dam ba dejin chadang je nam je de ba dem be je kune dam me dam ra chedaram dam dam dejin chadang je nam je de ba dem be je kune dam me dam ra chedaram dam dam dejin chadang je nam je de ba dem be je kune dam me dam ra.
Marie Pacha, you said to Bana Southern Dower Tembane, Jetta non Dripana, Mehitan Metobata, taking chill around Zongi, Marie Pacha side, he saw a song.
When the wealth was covered, they, not knowing its treasure, could not obtain. When the wealth was covered up, the poor people, not knowing of its presence, could not obtain its treasure. Likewise, beings who are correspondingly poor have the vision of the spontaneously present wisdom obscured by the karmic conditionings of ignorance. So, taking as the subject then beans, chuchin de chewo nam.
Chewo nam chuchin.
Kare chewo. Soso chewo?
Chewo se chete ta semjin nam se. Chewo semjin.
So then beans Then due to the ground of the tendencies of ignorance, then do not see the pristine self-arisen pristine wisdom, like the poor people in the house do not know that the treasure is under the ground.
Dona Urupu Chemjavok at Tilte Sagden Matomba de Yendo Dene Ramzon de Hinimbo de Mare Pakaja Sai Dete, don't do my son.
So the poor people then do not see the treasure under their house due to the fact that it is covered by earth, and so beings do not see the self arisen Buddha nature. Due to the obscuration of the ground of then the tendencies of ignorance.
Chadar nonne drabana meje derme dobada dejin jila ranzo mare bhagya zaye de Chadar nonne drabana meje derme dobada dejin jila ranzo mare bhagya zaye
Just as the germ and so forth pierce through their seed's shell by their gradual growth, so does insight into the thatness of the Buddha nature dispel the obscurations to be abandoned through insight. So the example is then, just like when a sprout begins to break through the skin of the fruit, and then it it grows more and more, and then finally the skin of the fruit is completely broken through or completely dispelled. In the same way, then first there is on the path of seeing the direct realization of the expanse of phenomena, and then this realization then gradually increases.
Tonglam. Tonam ji yehi. Tonam ji yehi ji chu jin. Tongbang bangwar jor te. Hingdong ge. Jetar nyuk so rem ji be. Hingdong ge nyuk so rem be ji be. Saon ji hunba jue ba yin. Hingdong ge saon ta on du. Koran nyuk ji en chenpo cha on du. Pak pa te karo sa na hyun do vora. Ten da vora.
Group se karo re? So the pristine wisdom of the path of seeing then will gradually will abandon what is to be abandoned on that path, just like a sprout then breaking through a fruit.
Ta gomla je panza na kuror tang drawar te bane phakpa la tang dewa len ji tho nyung bo chom nam ji gomla yi ki panza na kuror ta dan song par de ki sa
So those who, having followed the path of the realized, have overcome the very pith of the beliefs that the indestructible and multiple could be a self, still have obscurations to be abandoned. Through the jhana of the path of cultivation, these have been illustrated as being like those tattered rags.
Bhagpa lantan de se jide ta dhumong ta da se na denpa ye dhungun sum to to na phalam to pare. Tikin dhumong ma yinpa ta da se na tungpa ni ji dhungun sum to to na bhagpa sa to pare. Jui lama ta da se na sem je ne lo dekhi nyingpo ngun sum to to na tene bhagpa sa to pare.
So, generally speaking, then, the direct realization of the Four Noble Truths, one reaches the path of the superiors. In particular, then, from the point of view of the Mahayana, it is the direct realization of emptiness that is the entering into or attaining the path of the superiors. And from the point of view of the Ju Lama, then entering or attaining the path of the superiors is through the direct realization of the Buddha nature, the true nature of the mind.
Jikso se jete jikso jikso la tawa se jete kare se na pongponga te jikpe rang yin tang cho se jete mambo re
kama
jikso te tsawa la ta nende kero tsawa ten nende jikso nyingpo chom nan jikso se jete pongponga la da dan da gende bare Jikso Nyingbo Chom se jete Jikso la tawa pambare. Jikso la tawa, Jikso Nyingbo Chom bam, Jikso la tawa pambare.
Jikso ki tawa
pambare. Dra Chom ba nam je jule yo ba chunyi ngon som jen tongsen gombal. Yehi je paamara sawa namne rak gurur ta dan songpar ten do gurur se che de rakpa so se sare lama ji de yerwa tena gurur dan songpar ten ba yin de
koma san
Papa nam je gomnam je gomnam je nekab je panza te kurur dan sombara karasana kurur po rakpa te se sabare lama je mato mevare gomnam je kab so ya panza rakpa pang sabare chava mato de yo mati se na kurur dan sombara
So the stains which are to be abandoned on the path of meditation are represented or symbolized by tattered rags, because the coarse mental afflictions have already been abandoned, and still the subtle ones are what is still needed to be abandoned. And so there you get the symbolism of the clothes or rags which are torn and tattered.
Mada suddenly tempered to man numb. Narbuk don't somber tempane. Suddenly Latin, Truman, and Narbuk Truman ta dance on. Narbuk Chandra Matope, he numbered a member again, he saw something.
In the seven deep levels, the impurities which remain are comparable to the impurities in the confine of a womb. Release from them is like freedom from that womb, whilst non-conceptual jhana is like the final maturing. So, in this example, then, the womb is symbolizing the impurities still existing on the first seven superior levels. And when then these are relinquished, then it is like birth from the womb, and then the by birth the universal king in the example then is born or really manifests. In the same way, when these purities are overcome, then and the eighth bodhisattva ground is reached, it is like the birth of the pristine wisdom, which is non-conceptual, or the spontaneous pristine wisdom, then existing on the eighth, or present on the eighth ground.
So the Lord Drama, Abu Drama, Dadanzo, Abu Dandra, Ije Nambar Memba, Ije, So the Lord Drama, Abu Drama, Dadan, Abu Dandra, Madobe, Ije Nambar Memba, Ije. Sadhan lade dramane, abo drama dada, abo dandra mudo, ije nambara membaye.
Ta takba sasum tangdeva drapa sandam tabar dambane, sasum jindra drama nam sandam kujin hi sade. Danye chembo dorje te tingin zenji yomza yin hi sabasombe.
The impurities related to the three deep levels should be known as similar to the traces of clay. These are those to be eliminated by the Vajra-like Samadhi of the Great.
Tapa sa som tang jisun derwam, tapa sa som je ne kap so, yepa drepa travate, sandam kubana yere, ser je zo sandam je kubana yere. Te drepa de karak pangres and a nyembo dorje tavi ting in zenje. Yombar Sava, Chombar Sava, Pamar Sava, Durjita Viting in Japanza Resumbre.
So the very subtle impurities still remaining on the eighth, ninth, and tenth grounds of the Bodhisattva in the example have been likened to the clay which is still remaining on the casted image. And what is it that then abandons or relinquishes these subtle stains? That is the Vajra-like Samadhi at the end of the 10th level.
Lariyan ki yi tong du pa nes, ta trima pena Tsunzi trima gupu te tsunzi pi gogan tsunan jawarawa ta te daga ton du te tembar. Te tar chak so trima go pe ma la so ta dang tsun. Se kangpa ni ma tam.
So then, those have been the relationships here between the nine examples and the nine stains that they are symbolizing. And then comes the brief presentation of these. Thus the nine purities, desire, and so forth correspond to the lotus and the rest.
Chunze Trima Gupo Ten Tsunzi Pema Laso Bhagotan Dragar and Tsungres.
So this has been then linking up, relating then the stains of the tendencies or dormancies of desire, aversion, ignorance, and so forth with the examples of the lotus, the bees, and so forth.
Ti tanda lower drama pema la sopa pe goke mara lower je drama chepar dun chun so te la sabje ye kong da sabje ye do wa sabje ye den do du kyu sin mara.
And so then this has been the explanation of the basic four divisions of the presentation of these adventitious stains.
De ha chang kale kapo mare tene de pe tang ja chot ta so cha ba te ni yang ni yang to na tene a ko sa re.
So to keep reading the root again and again, because these are not difficult, how these are working is not difficult at all to understand.
Yeah, that's the way.
Are there any questions?
Oh.
Yeah, Chung Chung.
I got a little confused in this translation there. The Padre like Samadhi of the Temple, the Dhatra like.
Have what?
Co-destroyers have that.
Have what?
The Vajra like Samadhi.
Nidra Chompa Dorji Tavo Ting is in Yoruba.
I understood the 10th level to be the elimination of self and other.
Kodan Samgadu Dini Dorji Ting is in the 10th level.
You said at the 10th level is destroyed by the Vajra-like Samadhi. And I always understood it to be at the final level
is
ignorance. Ignorance of self and others completely, finally destroyed. Any notion of self.
At the end of the 10th level?
Buddhahood is sustained by the Vajra-like Samadhi in Buddhahood.
Yeah. I don't understand your question, though. Could you?
The question was, well, no, it wasn't a question. It was a confusion. You mentioned the 10th level. The Vajra-like samadhi.
But if you don't ask a question, I can't translate a question.
The question is, what sends you over the top? I mean, some powerful concentration or elimination of complete self. I mean, what throws you, you know?
Do you mean what throws you into the big time? Do you mean what is this Vajra-like samadhi?
Yes, what is the Vajra-like samadhi? Could Rinpoche explain?
So what is this then, Vajra-like samadhi? It is a samadhi or a meditative stabilization that is very powerful, very full of energy, very powerful, very strong. And unchanging. It is the of all of the different meditative stabilizations, it is the one which is the most profound. Because the most subtle obscurations cannot be they cannot be destroyed, defeated, relinquished by any other meditative stabilization except the Vajra-like one.
That doesn't bring you to Buddha.
Where does it bring you to?
It brings you to
Dini Dorji Dorji Tavu Tinginzin Yuna Dini Sanjagi Kop Gopang Livgareve.
Dini Livgare. Dini Lelavare. Dorji Tavu Tinginzin Chiena Dini Dipa Trava Dini Sangyevare.
Yeah.
Once one
has the Vajra-like samadhi, then one has abandoned the most subtle obscurations, and one arrives at the state of a Buddha. Then one is enlightened completely, absolutely, forever.
And then there's stages in Buddhahood. There's infinite stages of Buddhahood. Is that just the final?
Sanjay Rinpa Yurube.
In the Mahayana tradition, the stage of a Buddha does not have any levels or stages. It is levelless, stageless.
Sanje Rana Tene Konga the Yeshi Nasa Jutu Tundi Yeshi Bayer Chuko to Zuko Seya the Tundi Yavayabare.
But there are then divisions where one can speak about the five kayas or bodies of the Buddha and the five wisdoms of the Buddha. One can speak like that.
But Buddhahood is continually expanding in terms of its capacity, its the person's capacity.
Nyan Sanjay Gikopang Dini Taktu Jagres.
Yes.
Jagres.
Yogare.
Jagres. Jepa. Jepa Jogres.
Jagres.
Right. Pelgres.
Pelgres.
Right.
Sanjay Gikopang Dini. Tarong je lo kare se
ile taktu jundu taktu jundu je kare
san ge sa ba re tene sem chi je ton la ta du se kare tene tor pa mang bo ye re te yin da kan je go ba re sem chi je ton je de kare ta du je kare kar sa na tor pa manda ba mang bo yin
yon semchen gi dön la jegre
semchen ji don jegre sanje rang ka pa ba da tok ba la kan je ya ye mre je tsar
the relinquishment and realization of a Buddha does not expand, does not continue to expand. It is finished. It is finished having expanded. It's gone to its utmost. It's perfected. But then there is a continual expansion for the benefit of beings.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, see, for others.
Not too many more problems.
Oh, yeah, that guy's. Can you go up? That negative opinion.